like, I'm going to do such a long con fuck you to everyone, or like just prank people, like even people I love. I'm going to like think set like a treasure map. There'll be no treasure. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
Jamie,
something.
You say this, but you buy stuff to prank me and then never do it.
Hey girl, you trying to hit this?
Oh, you know exactly what I need.
My butthole's not your happy place?
No butthole is my happy place. Let's be real. Wow. We're back in action.
All right.
Can I have a blanket? Do people ask you why you're single?
No, they look at me and they go, makes sense.
Like, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't really question it at all.
I post on my story and they're like, ah, I see what's going on here. You're mentally unwell.
I feel like when you can talk about being mentally unwell, you're the most mentally well.
When I'm crying on my story, I feel like that's the most stable I've ever been.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm healed, and that's why I can talk about it, and you think it's weird, which, you know what, you're the mentally ill one.
Yeah. No, I think we're all mentally ill.
I'm going to live in delusion and say I'm actually the most sane person I know.
Well, I know who you know, so that's not saying much.
Wait, I know what you know?
No, no, you know what I know.
What do we know?
Not much. Okay.
Hey, you filthy fucking stoners. We got to come up with a new tagline, because all of our taglines that aren't, everything is, you know, some people were right. Everything is hurting us on social media.
Yeah.
I keep getting in trouble on my personal account for sharing the podcast, which is bullshit. I'm in Instagram jail and my account can't be shown to any new people. I can't go live for 30 days.
That sucks.
Yeah. So November's just going to suck.
I use going live as like an accountability buddy. Like, I won't even talk to the people on there. I'm just working.
Yeah. And I don't want to go.
You're there for me.
Exactly. I don't want to go live either on my Jamie Lee comedy page with like people from high school watching me. I'm like, you don't need to know what I do.
I've had so many people from high school start watching my stories and I'm like, what's going on?
That's exactly what's going on. They have nothing else interesting to talk about. And then they're like, somebody I know shows her butthole on the internet? Holy fuck. I remember in homeroom.
Oh, yeah. You remember homeroom? Well, Emily's out there now.
You know, homeroom was the worst.
I loved homeroom.
I always skipped it, I think.
I didn't skip any classes until senior year. And then I joined, what is it? Yearbook. And I didn't go to a single class.
Oh, yearbook. Yeah, you're like, I'm doing yearbook. I'm so busy.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm just so cool. I didn't even do anything for yearbook.
Did you get anything in yearbook?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Best actress. And then I was up for most crippled, but I lost a fucking go fuck yourself. I was definitely way more crippled than you were, bitch.
Was she in a wheelchair?
No. I had a neck brace the first week of high school, freshman year. Everyone made fun of me for years after because I had a neck brace. How embarrassing is that? Yeah.
Where'd you get it from?
Karate. Yeah. Somebody like dropped me really hard and I got whiplash.
You're broken.
That's why I was pissed. I lost that superlative.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I was supposed to win best dressed. Mm-hmm. It's going great. I did change my day job. Yeah, I was supposed to win best dress because I would dress like a teacher. People thought I was a substitute teacher when I would go to school. I'd be in heels and like a corporate outfit. I was a corporate baddie, all right, at 16 years old. But yeah, and then this girl came the one. And
bitch.
You know, I'm like, sorry my mom couldn't afford Abercrombie and Fitch, okay? I had to make way with Marshalls, and I did a good job.
You know what I'm
saying? I was ahead of my time.
I'm still pissed about the fact that I could never afford limited two as a kid. I was so jealous of everyone who had limited two.
Oh, my God. Or was it turned into, like, Deb or something? Deb was, like, really cool clothes.
Or, like, Delia's. Do you remember
Delia's?
Yeah,
yeah. And everyone would go into those, and I'd be, like, stealing. I'd be like, I need a pair of jeans.
I was in Hot Topic looking at the dildos like, what's this? What's happening?
When you that's you're the path that goes, you can't get Abercrombie, you go across, you go to Hot Topic and you look at sex toys. Mm-hmm. Then you graduate high school, you become a sex worker. If your shout parents out to my can't dad. Afford Abercrombie & Fitch, I'm sorry, your daughter's going to be a stripper. So invest in your daughter's clothing because her future depends on it.
Mine really did.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad.
I used to go to Kohl's.
Died this week, dude.
You did think your dad died.
He's alive.
Well, he also like ghosted you. Who gets ghosted by their dad for a week?
Me, apparently. Why do you think I have daddy issues?
I know. And you were like, I think he's alive. I like started hitting a point where Emily's like, I'm actually kind of concerned for my dad now.
When have I ever said that?
Never.
Yeah.
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 I had a family emergency. It got so bad, I broke no contact with my mom.
That's how you know it's bad.
And then she responded in completely healthy ways. And I was like, I know your tricks, you Jezebel.
It's like an ex when they come back into your life, they try to pretend they're like healthy and healed. And you're like, no, I know who you are.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you're a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
Except the wolf is mutated and crawled out from the depths of hell.
So it's a demon.
It's a demon wolf. Okay.
They call me.
It's a skinwalker.
Oh, fuck no.
I feel like I picture that. Like, have you ever met someone so evil? You're like, they would just like dissolve and then like crawl across the floor. And you'd be like, that makes sense.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. My mom.
I've never met him, but that's like how I imagine him walking towards you, like on all fours, but backwards and contorted.
I picture him walking like you on your toes where they're all spread. And then he walks like this with both feet, just like this.
I have noticed lately that I've been walking like an autistic kid. I've been like walking on on releve. Like I'm in ballet class. I'm like, what is happening?
We're stimming. I think you and I have hit a point where we're breaking.
Well, I had to leave the comedy show last night. I walk out to see like the friend that we met and I was like, hey, the autism hit me really hard. I have to sit out here and be weird. And like, I started being weird in front of all of like the comics and they're like, what is this girl on? And I was like, life, bro. Not okay.
Yeah, you're just not adhering to social norms. And I applaud you for that.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you.
I actually am
proud of you.
Why?
On a real note, because I was on YouTube and I was like going through our old videos. There's a new category on YouTube when you go to someone's channel. It's called For You, and it will populate 5 videos based off of whoever's looking at your channel's interests. Oh. So like I looked on ours and the episodes it picked of our episodes were so interesting, and it was all the sex ones. And I was like, you know me too well. But I saw like an old one of us from our studio where the fire department shut down.
Oh my God.
And you were just like,
who was that?
Not talking
who
or like,
was I?
You're like saying we're, and even how I was talking too. Like it was just crazy.
We've grown
to see
so much.
How much we've grown. Yeah.
It's insane.
You've blossomed into a beautiful butterfly. With like a broken wing. It's like trying to go.
I'm just limping along.
Yeah.
We haven't done a solo episode in so long.
I know we haven't. And guys,
I feel like we have so much to update them on.
Like what?
So we did Laugh Boston with Brittany Brave.
Oh yeah.
Which was so long ago and super fun.
Oh, Laugh Boston was great. We saw so many people from our hometown.
People like from middle school, high school, people I hadn't spoken to and like.
Yeah, like the one here.
Yeah.
Hey.
It was such a good show though. Like everyone, my aunt and uncle came out.
And they never said anything to you
after.
No,
they haven't spoken to me since. I literally walk up to them. I go, I apologize in advance for how vulgar this is going to be, but. Yeah, and they ghosted me. So my family's doing well.
I don't realize like how not normal it is to be this vulgar.
I want to be like that guy that is like the cap cut meme on where it's like
the guy who just yells.
The Sandy Hook guy, Alex Jones?
No, it's not Alex Jones. Oh. It's this other guy. He's definitely a part of some comedy thing or some movie. Mm-hmm. He's like, what do you mean? And he just yells and it's over a bunch of videos. You don't know what I'm talking about?
The white guy.
Yeah.
I wrote white guy tells and it says tells black jokes. And then this one says
white guy yells N.
Oh,
TikTok is fucked. Yells cap cut. Did you ever watch Trailer Park Boys?
No.
That's a great show.
You ever watch My Name is Earl?
No.
Oh, that was good shit growing up.
Never. I'll never watch it. But you should watch Trailer Park Boys.
I'm stuck on Mrs. Maisel. We've been watching Mrs. Maisel. Jamie convinced me, and is the best show. I want to be Mrs. Maisel and like dress like that all the time.
I think you should. It is your vibe. Yeah. I was trying to convince you for so long to watch the show, and I was like, this is your time period. This is comedy. Mm-hmm. It takes her through the whole journey of starting comedy.
It's so cool to watch because I'm like, oh, wow, and I bombed.
Her first bomb, like, you feel the pain.
Yeah.
Because you're like, yeah, I've been there so many times.
Oh, God. So I made out with someone at Laugh Boston, and then everyone made fun of me afterwards. All of my friends texted me and told me I was a whore.
No one said that.
I think Two Shoes did. He was like, you were slutting it up. And I was like, Two Shoes.
Oh, that's a compliment from him.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah. Ricky Two Shoes calling you a whore? That's an honor.
That's a fucking honor,
okay? Local 109 rubber shooters.
All day, baby.
All right.
He messaged me the other day and sent me like a picture of somebody whose last name was Milligan. And he just goes, 109, baby, all the way at 3 a.m. I'm like, what are you doing with somebody's card, business card at 3 a.m, Rick?
He's probably like, just bagged a baddie, going back to my crib, get a nap for an hour, and then go on my morning run at 5 a.m. before I tell my workers to.
He's a psycho. Yeah. I don't think anybody can be hot with the last name Milligan. I'm just going to put that out there. I feel like.
Or the first name. Say Milligan in bed. I dare you.
Millie.
Oh, Millie.
Oh.
Milligan. Milligan, the way that you touch my little flaps.
But you hate
Milligan,
their name.
Milligan, I love it when you purse your lips off my little flaps, Milligan. Milligan.
What are you saying to me right now?
I don't know. I'm just.
Have you ever fucked somebody?
That's what it would be like.
Whose name you wouldn't want to say in bed?
Yes, Greg. Wait, did I fuck a Greg? I have.
I'm trying to think.
I feel like if you fuck a Muhammad, it feels like it's a sin.
Muhammad?
If you say their name, like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, it sounds like you're fucking a religious figure. And then I'm like, I shouldn't be doing this.
What if you fucked a Gandhi?
Well, I who like referred to himself as Jesus.
Hey, Jesus?
No, Jesus.
This is not in Miami.
And this is not in Miami. And we also can't cut this because people will know, I feel like. But
we have to cut this.
Yeah. Well, no, not in the audio. The audio, you guys get this. You know what I mean? We'll keep it in the podcast because if you're actually listening, you're a fan. But we're not going to put that as the clip on social media.
Or they're an enemy and a hater listening to us.
Whatever.
Trying to get information.
He already hates me and blocked me on everything. Good. So I fucked this guy. He called himself Jesus, and while we were having sex, he was like, I want you to call me Jesus.
And, did you?
Yeah. He was hot. And then I like, he was like, let's not tell anyone. And I was like, okay, I can't commit a sin, you know?
Yeah. Wait, you're Jewish.
Well, no, secrets are sins. So I said, I'm sorry, Jesus. I know what you'd really want me to do. And I told a friend, because he was at a party with him from totally different circles. And I was like, oh, I know that dude. I had sex with him. And then apparently their girlfriends were best friends. And I didn't know that. And then he flipped the fuck out. And I was like, it's like me telling somebody I went to high school with about somebody from college and never thinking they would meet.
What was his real name?
I don't
Jesus.
Know.
Jesus.
No, it wasn't Jesus.
It sounds like some sort of
Jesus king. Oh, don't
he we looked
all?
Like Jesus. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
His name was like Tommy or something.
Yeah. Like,
this was just his thing.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It was his thing.
Sorry.
Yeah. So that I wouldn't want to say that again. I was in a low period.
Oh, yeah.
That was
when you find God.
Yeah. I literally had a spiritual awakening after that.
Yeah, you needed it.
I needed to fuck
Jesus.
You needed
to get fucked by the sun to find the Holy Spirit.
I watched Jesus fuck me in a mirror. It was great.
Oh.
I feel like this would make such a good clip. But
I want my mirror to face my bed, but I also don't. Because I'm scared of demons coming.
So I just do it. I just do it while I'm having sex. And then I turn it around and they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, the spirits. I literally bring guys over and I'm like, the TV's a portal and so is my mirror. And I have to turn them around. I start hanging things up and covering them. And the guys I'm sleeping with are like, okay, she takes this shit a little too seriously.
You start saging their penises. They're
like, I sage my pussy after I fuck somebody. I'm like, nah, they got bad vibes. Get out of there.
You sage my pussy.
I do. Just got to keep it healthy. You never know what gets in there when you masturbate with your mirror next to your bed.
Yeah. I have my, what is it? The magic wand. I don't like the magic wand.
Well, first of all, have you ever felt, that's an abomination as well.
It doesn't do it for me. Maybe I don't do it for me.
No, do you you have the speed controller?
Yeah. I wish it could go lower.
There's two settings on the actual thing.
It doesn't go low enough.
That's too much?
Yeah.
Oh God, that's not enough. I need a bulldozer to get this shit started. It's like I'm mowing a lawn. I'm just going, you know? So that's what I need.
Oh.
But have you ever felt like you got fucked by a ghost or a demon?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, who's fucking me right now? I'm laying in bed about to fall asleep and I'm like, someone's down there. I'm like, get. Where are you going?
A little lower, please.
Yeah. And I'm like, all right, make sure you touch the butthole too. Spit on.
You know, a little two in the pink, one in the stink action.
Yeah, I felt like that though. And I'm like, no one's with me, but somebody's with me.
You think it's like the ghost of ex's past? Like they're thinking about you and they're like fucking you in their head, you know?
My exes must be fucked. Imagine you just get like a ghost blowjob. Like you're in the middle of the work and then all of a sudden you feel someone sucking your dick and you're like, no one's there.
I would just be like, nice.
And it's just me at my house masturbating, thinking about our last time. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Do guys get that?
You ever had a ghost blowjob?
A ghost job? This kind of sounds like when you feel like your phone vibrated and it didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, but like you feel like your dick's getting sucked.
I can't say that has ever happened.
Okay, boring.
Boo.
Do better. I make up stories all the time. You ever heard my set? It's all a lie.
I feel like it's all true. What are you talking about?
Most of it's true. Some of it's an exaggeration.
Yeah, I get that. I'm going to take another hit. I hope you're at home listening, getting high. Thank you for tuning in to 104.1, Two Girls, One Blunt. We'll catch you in 10 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. I'm trying out for the radio. Like that crazy white dude that I can't find who just yells.
Your white guy?
Ah! Like, that's what I feel like. What white guy?
You just said the crazy white guy.
I own one.
Well, you know, turnabout's fair play. It's time we own the whites. Wait, I am a white. Never mind.
Just male whites.
Male whites? I don't want to own a male white.
White males? Wait, I said that wrong.
No, you were close enough.
You get the gist.
Yeah. Girls are so easy. Women are so easy.
That's all it takes. Like, even last night when we were like ordering food and somebody asked us like what we wanted. And then he was like, you want me to order it? I'll just order it. And then like they order it and we're like, thank you.
I love that.
We're women. We know we want good? To think.
Like, I wish I giggled. I cackle. It's not cute.
First of all, your laugh is a gift.
My laugh could stop a war. Thanks.
That's all I got.
All in a good day's
Your
work.
Laugh could stop a war. People would be on the front lines and then you just hear it go, in the back. And then the soldiers would be like, what is that? And then other people would start giggling and then there'd be world peace. They should put you in the trenches. Front lines.
Let's not.
They dress you up sexy and you laugh across the front lines in hopes to tempt the other side to stop. They need you for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Okay?
They send me into Gaza.
You're like, I'm laughing for the people.
All right, things we love about men.
Oh, we did our first live podcast. Oh,
bitch, things we love about men.
Things we love about men. I love when men put their arm behind the fucking your seat while they park.
Oh, fuck.
While they parallel park.
My dad, that's so
I love the one hand and then they're like,
yeah.
And it's just so smooth.
They're like, I got this, baby girl. I'm like, you got this.
Yes.
Okay. Things we love about men. when they hold the door open and guide you inside by the small of your back?
Well, some men.
Only men that you like.
Okay, well, how do men know if you like them?
I'll be making out with you. It's pretty simple.
That's true. I'm like, if you wait for me to come to you, then you'll know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like being touched.
Wait, all right, things you love about men. Oh, that's it.
That's the segment right there. No, I love... I love when I can, like, tell... I don't know how to explain it. I can't put it into words, but I know what I'm thinking.
I don't know what you're thinking.
This is an overload of stimulation between the weed and the amino energy. This is like a bad shroom trip right now.
I'll bring it back in.
In my head.
Oh.
Okay, things I love about men.
Glad we could have this talk.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, things I love about men. When they let me play with their buttholes. No, I'm just kidding. Things I love about men. I do like when they need to peacock a little.
When they show off.
When they show off in front of like their boys and stuff. I kind of think I'm like, oh, that's so cute. Mm-hmm. They're like, I'm so manly. And I'm just like, oh.
Oh, baby.
You're so cute.
Yeah.
But I like it.
I don't know how to compliment men. Because I feel like cute is like dumb.
Or they view it as emasculating, I feel like.
Yeah, but
I love cute. Like, my cat is cute, and I love the fuck out of my cat.
Then if you call them handsome, you sound like a grandma.
I do feel like a grandma. I'm like, you're so handsome.
You're so handsome. What's another word? Cookie, baby?
What are words that girls use to describe men's looks? Handsome. Really?
If that makes you feel weird, that sucks. But handsome is...
Okay.
That's good. You're right. Cute is not...
No, I'm like, oh, you're being cute right now. That's a compliment.
If someone calls me cute, like, you look really cute, sure. But if I'm doing something and they're like, that's cute, that's not good.
But what if you're being cute?
If I'm like...
If he's trying to be manly, though, and you're like, you're cute. No, yeah. He's like, look at my dick, and I'm like,
oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, that's not...
No.
But it is so cute.
I mean, if somebody's dick is out, I'm not going to be like, oh, that's so cute.
I feel like I do.
Unless it's cute.
I've told people that. I'm like, you have a really pretty penis.
You have a pretty penis. Beautiful.
I'm going to be like, you have a handsome penis. You have a pretty penis.
You have a beautiful dick. I wouldn't call it a penis.
Well, pretty. I was doing alliteration.
Oh.
I was just.
Alliteration is the same letter. Beautiful penis isn't the same letter.
Pretty penis.
Oh. You said beautiful, stupid bitch.
You said beautiful.
Oh.
Why? I was like, what are you talking about?
Dude, I don't even know.
Do you want some caffeine?
No.
You could be on my level.
Bro, I'm going to the aquarium after this.
I know, I'm so jealous. I'm coming. No, I'm just kidding. I want you guys to put me in a carriage and draw me around.
We just push you around?
Yeah.
Like, you're the baby?
Yeah. And I'll just be on my phone and I'll put a fucking pacifier and I don't give a fuck. I got a thumb.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Mama.
Mama. Coo coo gaga.
Mama.
Pee pee poo poo.
This is going to be the episode that is played after Sterling and people are going to be like, what are these girls on? And I feel like
I think this is going to be played at my funeral, actually. Like, here lies Emily Wade. She, you know, she did a good job. And then it's just this episode.
I think about that every day where I'm like, okay, the content that I've put out on social media, right?
Yeah.
I've deleted all the wholesome, or like, I've deleted all the old stuff before I did comedy and OnlyFans. And then I look at the clips. And then when everyone dies, they like play a video or two of their content to remember them by.
It's going to be like, who likes sucking dick?
Yeah. It's literally, I'm going to be like, autism. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be like, oh, that girl comes from her asshole and there's ooey gooey stuff coming out of it.
Anal, like, orgasms.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what are they going to play at my funeral? My poor family. It's actually a part of my plan. Just like what Taylor Swift said. That she'll be laughing up from hell because they think that they're going to get her money. Like, she's like, has this whole plot. I forget what the part of the song is. Okay. I'll find it. It's fucking amazing.
Just and like
I
think about that white man.
And I'm like, I'm going to do such a long con fuck you to everyone, or like just prank people, like even people I love. I'm going to like set like a treasure map. There'll be no treasure. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
Jamie,
something.
You say this, but you buy stuff to prank me and then never do it. So you have great ideas, but terrible execution.
You
bought like a
money.
Shower curtain.
Somebody
to
needs
with
to pay me. I'll pay you to give everyone all the viral ideas. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah. I want you someone know? To make me do stuff. You know?
Me too. I need like a we need a handler, and you and I are no good together.
No. All right. What are you looking for right now?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. I thought you were still looking for your white man.
Oh, no. Okay, she has a song called Slut! Exclamation point. That's kind of funny.
Oh, God.
Wait. I hate it already, but that was horrible.
Okay.
Sorry, if you're like a Taylor Swift fan, I'm not going to just like her because she's Taylor Swift. But is that rude?
I don't know.
Emily's like, don't get us canceled. They're going to come for us.
I don't know what we're talking about right now.
I think Kanye's a clone. What do you think?
He's a what?
He's a clone.
I think he's dead.
Kanye's not alive. And this Kanye, or he's alive and he's being held in a cell. And they're experimenting on his brain. They're cloning him. You know, it is not the same Kanye. They do not look alike.
Have you heard Kim talking about him? Like, the way they speak about him is though he's passed. Like, she's going through his warehouse and, like, going through his clothes and is like, I want to keep this for the kids so they remember their father. I just hit the mic. That sounds like somebody's dead.
Wait. That is weird.
Yeah.
And she dressed up for her dad as Halloween.
She dressed up as her dad? Oh,
North.
I thought that was so cute.
It was adorable.
But, yeah, that's something you do when your father's dead.
Yeah. Or, like, you do it to, like, something that doesn't exist or... You know what I mean? Old person who's passed.
That's why I dress up as my mom.
I guess people do, people who are alive now too. But.
Bless you.
This is why I need to stop smoking, guys. I'm not drinking and for a while. And then we're going to quit vaping. All the vapes around us keep dying. I think the universe is literally like, it's bitch, stop. So I can't drink because if I drink, then I'll vape. So now I have to quit both of those. And at this point, I need to cleanse my lungs. So I might as well.
Be sober.
Say sayonara. I maybe like shrooms or something.
Yeah, shrooms are fine.
I'll microdose shrooms. I think about going through life completely sober. And I'm like.
I haven't been sober since I was 17.
Same. And I loved life. Well, no, I didn't actually. It was miserable. But my brain worked so much better. And I miss that part, but actually just like, I'm like, why do I have to, I am numbing the experience of life. I'm like, oh, yeah. I don't want to actually feel it. I like feeling it this way. And that is a very unhealthy mindset. And then I think, well, we could die tomorrow. So fuck all these social constructs of what we can and can't do. Aren't we here just to experience? You know what I'm saying?
Everyone in my life, like 7 people I've spoken to in the past month, have talked about quitting weed, quitting smoking. Like everybody is on the same wavelength where we need to be doing better for ourselves. And I'm like, okay, I'm surrounding myself with good people.
Do you hear that cough?
I need to be better. Yeah.
That is my lungs full of mucus.
I was sick for a long time.
I'm not sick though.
No, but it's just...
It's smoker's cough. I'm 29. In 2 years, I'm going to start sounding like this. I'm gonna be like, Emily, hot. I'm gonna get on stage. How am I supposed to fuck me harder? I can't do that. No man is gonna talk to me.
No,
if,
they will.
If I sound like this.
They will. I'm into it, actually.
You like that?
Yeah.
How would I laugh? Do you ever make yourself laugh and do weird laughs until you laugh too hard and then you get like a laugh high? I think that's the gateway drug. I didn't start smoking weed because I thought it was cool. I started smoking weed because I made myself laugh so hard that I got high and I was like, that took me a while to get there. I could smoke something and feel that.
Oh, no.
That's the real gateway.
I smoke to impress a man. Men are the gateway drug. 100%.
Dick is the gateway drug.
Isn't liking someone embarrassing?
Yeah.
Like, why did I smoke weed for that man when I said I wanted to never drink or smoke? Suddenly I was drinking and smoking. That's crazy. Yeah,
that's what happens when you don't love your children. So a reminder, if you have kids out there, tell them you love them. Okay. I like when men like lift their shirt up to like wipe their face or whatever. And you're like, they kind of like show their abs.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're trying to make me see it. It's cute. And I like that. Yeah, it's definitely working.
I like when they roll up their sleeves to show off their forearms.
Oh,
that's yeah.
I love how men look when they're like dirty after playing sports, like covered in dirt and mud, and like they smell bad. Oh, it's great. It's so good. What else do I love about men?
I'm just getting turned on by this segment.
I do love the faces that men make when they're like being a bad boy.
Like when they're smirking.
Yeah. There's like a way they move their mouths and I'm like, and they know. And I'm like, I love that.
I like when men are assholes.
No, but not actual assholes.
Not an asshole to me. An asshole to like the world. Like I want you She's to be like, a menace to everyone but me.
What is it? A nihilist? You want to, right?
I don't know what that nihilism means.
When you just think like everything sucks.
I don't want that.
Or like nothing matters.
I don't want that.
I like when men do their own laundry.
Nothing.
And pick up after themselves. Ooh.
I love when men take out the trash.
I love when men build shit.
When they hang shit up for you. Oh my God.
God. So good.
When they fix problems.
Yes. I love when men fix problems. I don't love when men create them.
I don't like when men want to be fixed. Like, you should be trying to fix me. I'm the problem and you're the problem solver.
Exactly.
Let's get together.
I like that.
Thanks.
Also saves on therapy.
Sure.
And therapy's getting expensive.
Yeah.
Not all of us can afford to pay it.
No. I canceled therapy. Not for that reason. It's because I didn't like my therapist.
It's so hard to find a good therapist. All right. What else do I like about men? I like when men just like know shit that I don't know.
Yeah.
But I need to know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Just call up a man. I love that.
I love calling a man. It's like a Jeopardy, like phone a friend, like call a man. If you can't figure it out, just call a man. And if they can't figure it out, find another one. What are you doing? Whack, whack. You look like my sleep paralysis demon.
That was real good.
Yeah. I've never been more turned on in my life. All right, what else about men?
I love that men have strong arms and can carry things. Oh, praise Jesus.
I love a man whose arms are bigger than my head. You know? My nickname was Big Head. So.
Wait, are we supposed to say that things that we love that men do?
I don't know. I'm just raw dogging this.
I just haven't thought of
it. I love when men get STD tested.
Oh, amen. Praise Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do love when men get STD tested. Full panels, gold standard.
Yeah.
All of the weird things that you wouldn't even think exist.
Shove stuff up your butt to make sure that you're good for me.
Yeah. That's really intimate.
Yeah. Okay.
I did have to do that. And then it was scary. And I was so dry. And I was like, you didn't even give me Vaseline for this.
I
was literally like, do I spit on it? And then I was like, but will that fuck up? And then I was like, that'll fuck up the swab test. And so I couldn't spit on it. I was shoving a raw cotton tip up my butthole and it wouldn't go in.
I've done that.
And then I was turning it. That felt like sandpaper.
Dude.
It was sandpaper.
I didn't realize how tight an asshole was until I tried to stick a Q-tip up it.
Me either.
Yeah.
You got to do like the push out and then you squeeze. So it's or like, you know what I mean? You let go and it
you
comes.
You like suck it in.
It sucks it in.
I had to put my leg up and then like bend over. And I was like, what is, am I into this?
Yeah, no, it was not fun. It was a vulnerable moment. This is why I need to get married. So I don't have to worry about this shit.
About anal?
I don't even do anal, but I still swab my butthole because I'm paranoid.
Me too.
People eat my ass. I've had people shove their full tongue in there, bro. I got to get the butthole tested.
The butthole tested?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I love the men do? When they eat your booty.
I love that. I haven't had that in years.
No one's ate your ass?
No, in years. I have a clean butt.
Oh, wait. That's so true. Because
that's like a relationship thing, too. I don't want you just like, I don't know. I have to know you to get you to know my ass. Like, that's personal.
Yeah, I have to know you to, like, do doggy. Yeah. Missionary only until I get comfortable with you.
Because what if you see like the three like at the top of the butt crack?
Oh, the three hairy hairs.
Yeah.
I'm like, what if you see my hemorrhoids, bro? Okay. I'm getting old.
I'm so scared of hemorrhoids. I do not want them. You got hemis, Bobby?
You like a little bubble on the butt?
Oh, me either. What do they feel like? What do hemorrhoids feel like?
I think I just have one.
Does it hurt?
I think it's just because I have such an irregular bathroom, like, schedule. Like, sometimes I be shitting. Sometimes I don't shit at all.
Yeah. You'll be like, Emily, I haven't shit in 6 days. I'm like, wow.
Well, no. That was, like, traveling and because I quit vaping. And I decided the first weekend with that dude to quit vaping because I was like, oh, it's perfect. Like, perfect chance to I'm away, I'm not near vapes, I'm trying to impress someone. And then I didn't vape and I stopped it, like stopped my digestive tract, and I couldn't take a shit for 5 days. So he's fucking me and I'm like, I'm so bloated, it's painful, and I'm like, I can't do this. So I took up vaping again because I couldn't poop. I hate when people walk stupid, you know what I mean? Like, you ever walk by somebody and you can't escape them, and they're just walking stupid.
They're walking like sideways.
I want to fucking slap them upside the head.
I hope you realize I'm that person.
Me too.
I walk sideways into people. I bump into people. I play go kart.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about like your friends. I'm talking about random strangers on the street. If you walk stupid and you're a random stranger and you keep bumping into me or like stepping on the back of my heels, I am gonna horse kick you from the back and say sayonara.
I don't think random strangers realize how close I am to killing myself every day. Like, if you walk too slow, I might just end it.
Oh my God. Yeah. Or you drive slow and they're like, it's always the car that's driving the slowest that's blocking you in so you can't even go any other way. And it's like a normal aged person. They're not even on their phone. I'm like, what are you doing? You're going 40 in a 60. We should at least be going 85.
Yeah, this is Miami.
Yeah. I'm like, this stupid. Is not okay.
You don't realize how many stupid people there are in the world until you step outside your house.
Yeah, and stupid questions. I'm like, come on, we should know this shit. Google.
I ask the dumbest questions, so.
I know. I wonder if we should, what else sucks? Oh, people who complain about shit because they have kids. Fuck you. Fuck your kids.
You chose
to have kids. I didn't ask.
I mean, we complain about our cats, but like.
Yeah, but like if like there's a group of people in a communal living space and you decided to bring your infant to the pool, and then there's a group of people who have a hookah out and they're having a party and there's music and they've been there all day and you choose to complain, you piece of shit scum, go somewhere else.
Like that stupid bitch in our apartment who got mad because we were smoking weed on a balcony. Like, we're outside.
Yeah.
But I feel like I am going to be that mom and be like a helicopter mom.
I don't know.
Have you seen me with Lucy when Lucy gets sick?
Yeah, that's true. But I'm also not going to be like a Debbie Downer. Like, I'm going to be a cool parent that, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I always thought it was fun when, like, parents were open to their kids about partying. And, like, their friends would come over and the kids kind of, like, understood. There wasn't this, like, secret, like, oh, I have to protect my child.
It's not a weird thing.
Yeah.
Like, just don't drink the liquor, kid.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I want to be a cool parent.
Yeah.
I don't know if I will be.
I feel like, I don't know. I picture you just like baking oatmeal cookies and like read, making your kids read.
So I'll be a fucking nerd.
Like, I think that your kids would wear those like sandals
that
people wore.
Don't like, say that.
Velcro.
I'm not my mother. Okay. I'm my father. My parents. So my kids will be going to Hot Topic and looking at the dildos.
Okay. Just
like their mama before them.
That's so good. You shouldn't have kids at all. You don't
Hopefully
think
I don't fuck them up the way my parents fucked me
you
up.
You wouldn't make your kids wear those shoes? I'm sorry.
The Tevas?
They'd be Crocs. Yeah, Tevas.
Oh, I would make my kids wear Crocs.
Yeah. And my kid would punch your kid.
Bro, my kid's going to beat your kid up. I hope you know that.
Oh, because the karate?
Yeah, my kids are going to
Listen,
fuck
we're
shit up.
Jews, all right?
What if our kids got married? You have a girl, I have a boy.
You don't think that's a little incestuous?
No, you have a boy, I have a girl. Incestuous.
It feels weird.
Okay.
Kind of like us hugging. You know?
Yeah. No, I get that. I tried to hug you the other day and I was like, okay, this is uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, you were weird about
it. Every time I hug you, it's like having sex for the first time. Like, where does this go?
Yeah, it really is. And we like bump into each other weird. And I'm like, oh, sorry, we'll get used to this eventually. I'm just learning your body.
Yeah, no, we'll figure each other out eventually.
Okay, now think of that and then think of our kids getting married.
Oh, man. Those kids have no chance.
I'm just going to be honest. I want my kids to marry into a good family. So,
bro, I'm trying to marry into a good family because I don't have one.
But then I think of like the Marvelous Miss Maisel and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to be single till I'm like at least 36. Honestly, fuck it.
Yeah.
I kind of like want to be like 60 on a jet ski.
That would be sick.
Like everyone's like, oh, family. And I'm like, yo, you haven't even seen the world, bro. Like,
what if you saw the world with your family?
Yeah, you could still have like your soul tribe. Mm. You can still be surrounded by good people. Just hopefully they don't have families either, so they don't leave you alone. You can join in other people's family. I've been doing it my whole life. And
Me too.
I've been having a lot of fun.
Last time I joined a family, I got sexually assaulted. So maybe I need to marry an orphan.
You say orphan. That sounds like a guy with commitment issues. I think I need somebody who like, they only thought their whole life, like, they have to get married, like...
Like a traditional man.
Like a traditional man that doesn't even, like, think about cheating. Or, like, doesn't even know what the world
Does
is.
Does any man not think about cheating? Yeah.
Oh, everyone thinks about cheating.
Everyone does. Right. Of course. You heard it here first, folks.
But, like, some people just have willpower.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, it's been real and it's been nice.
This is a short mini episode. We appreciate you guys being here.
We didn't even talk about half of what we were supposed to talk
about.
But thank you for joining us on this journey.
That's it. All right. We love you.
Bye.